Geographer for the Cape Cod National Seashore is a job, and Mark Adams has been doing it for more than 20 years. His office in North Truro is full of maps.
If you look at Cape Cod, it's this beautiful curve. It's almost like a mathematical curve. And that's the sum total of all this wave energy, all these forces that are consistent enough to make a beautiful shape.
That beautiful shape is proof, he says, that over the long term, say 100 or 200 year time span, the outer Cape is eroding pretty consistently, about 3 feet a year, all up and down the coast.
But in the short term, those forces are chaotic, and so waves come from all directions.
So if you were to zoom in on that curve of the outer Cape over a much shorter time span, maybe 5 or 10 years, it would be more jagged.
We get what are called hot spots, where we'll have a lot of erosion in one area, and then all of a sudden, from 1 year to the next, we might not have any erosion.
Karst Hogeboom, the chief of facilities and maintenance at the seashore, says he's very aware of where some of those hot spots are, like at Nauset Light and more recently at Marconi, where the dunes lose closer to 15 feet a year, sometimes even more.
Nauset Light Beach, the erosion seems to be slowing down just a little bit, and we may no longer have a hot spot there, but we don't know yet.
What Hogeboom means is that those erosion hotspots aren't fixed. They shift around. But why and how often is still somewhat of a mystery, one that Mark Adams says they're getting closer to solving, in part by observing waves.
Would you like to go out and look at the view
That'd
from our
great.
wave observation shed?
Let's do it.
Okay.
The wave observation shed is not far from his office in Truro.
Wow.
Now this, I wouldn't walk too close.
No, thank you.
Because at the moment, this is severely undercut.
Just back from the edge of this steep, jagged dune, 130 feet above the beach, is a tiny, movable wooden shack. It looks out over a wide expanse of blue. A volunteer comes here every other day to count waves.
When we measure erosion, we measure the results of the waves. When we count waves, we're measuring the forces that created the erosion. And so there are two ways of looking at the same question. Hopefully, together, they give us a more complete picture of what's driving our erosion.
One thing driving erosion hotspots is underwater sandbars and the channels that form between them perpendicular to shore.
At some of the hotspots, you might see a big plume of sand where the water's carrying the sand back out beyond the bars.
That's also where you'd likely find a riptide, where there's nothing offshore to break the energy of waves rushing in or back out. In the places where these hotspots are occurring near buildings or stairs or parking lots, Karst Hogeboom, the one in charge of maintaining those facilities, says the Park Service is actively trying to get ahead of things.
So the park is kind of in the forefront of pulling back from the shoreline wherever we can.
They've already pulled back at Nauset Light, tearing down the bathrooms and abandoning the staircase. And at Herring Cove in Provincetown, they built a new bathhouse and snack bar to be easily movable when the ocean gets too close. And then there's the north parking lot at Herring Cove.
Several hundred cars used to park here. The parking lot extended out to where the beach chairs are now on the sand.
In just the last 2 years, Adam says, much of it has been claimed by the ocean. So the seashore is planning to move the parking lot back to where the road is. And since this spot, for now at least, is eroding so fast, the plan is to pave it with gravel instead of asphalt, because there's a good chance it won't be long before at least part of the new lot is also in the ocean.
The legislation that made the seashore tells us what our mission is here. In essence, you know, the seashore was created for the enjoyment and use of everyone, and also to allow natural processes to take place.
That means letting erosion happen instead of trying to fight it. And it also means finding new ways to keep these beaches and all their shifting, natural beauty accessible to everyone. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields.